Hello.
Hey William, how are you?
Hey.
Hey, I'm sitting here with Keaton. He told me you guys have been speaking about your property on Depot Road for a while. I've been born and raised in Mechanicsville, Hanover area my whole life. Sounds like you got a few years on me, Keaton said, but
Yeah.
I'm a Mechanicsville resident. I've driven by your property a few times.
Yeah, if you come down 301, you can't miss it.
My mom was buried right over there, the cemetery.
Oh, really? At the Episcopal Church?
I'm definitely familiar with the area,
Right.
your place. He was telling me some previous issues you had with some previous realtors, and
Oh, I didn't, I've never had any issues with realtors. I sold, my father was a real estate broker. I sold a home that he owned and that I inherited in Matthews on the East River.
Yeah, I know where Matthews is.
Yeah.
Place out
Yeah.
there.
Yeah, and I was just mentioning to him that I was kind of in a situation where I had to sell a home because my brother and sister, were also entitled to, a third of the property, and they wanted to sell it, and I didn't, and so we ended up, of course, selling it in their favor, and so I signed a real estate contract for the 6%, rate, and it just the house sold in 4 days, and that kind of left a bad taste in my mouth because, as far as I'm concerned, the real estate people did nothing for me. I should have ended up selling it myself.
Well, I mean, you certainly can sell it yourself. I mean, your property's, the way Keaton says that you've maintained and updated it, it sounds like it's very
Can you
nice.
hang on a second? Somebody's at the door.
Sure.
Oh, I'm sorry. It was my wife is hanging a picture.
Oh, no
Yeah,
problem.
go ahead.
Keaton was telling me about everything and how you were updating it. Let me, is the
Well,
pool?
I'm not updating it. I updated it before I moved in.
How long ago was that? 7 years?
Eight years maybe.
Okay. What about the pool? Was it functional or no?
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Oh, you
I
got a
use it
couple.
every year. In fact, I'm getting ready to this spring, I have to paint it. It's a concrete pool, twenty by 40, and it's got a new decking and fencing all around it,
Cool.
which I did, before I moved in. And so, yeah, the house is move-in ready, and I was just telling him. A house of this vintage with a couple of fireplaces, crown molding in every room. You just don't find houses like this every day, and they certainly don't get built like this today.
Well,
And
the location is the main thing.
yeah, the
But
location, I don't find it, much of a problem, except at rush hour because of the number of cars that are leaving the county center. And in the morning, but generally the traffic is, pretty sparse, during the day. Because as you know, you're really out in the country, so unless you have business there at the county municipal center, you know, there's not a whole lot of traffic out here, and you know, there's not that many commercial enterprises here. So,
yep, I do understand that.
Yeah.
Now he was telling me, you know, as far as the consideration of the property, you were looking to get 500 for it, and that, you know, you're looking for a net number of that.
Yeah, net 520.
Right.
At a minimum. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, so, just from our conversation.
Yeah, I mean, we all have hopes and dreams. I mean, let's be logical here. We do. You know, I think that a property of this nature would, you know, let me put it to you this way, Mr. Wood. So a property, same size as yours, same everything. I'm sure you know where it's at. It's relative to yours, within a mile. Sold for $640, but it has 8 acres. So yours has, less than two. This one is.
Was the house over 3,000 square feet?
Yeah, it was about 31, something, about 31.
Uh-huh.
Sold, and, you know, it's on 8 acres, so.
Yeah.
Well,
I mean, you know, the acreage, it matters, like.
Well, I say,
you know, you can get country property, as you know, for about $10,000 an acre, so.
Not in Hanover.
I don't know about that. My brother-in-law is one of the largest farmers in Hanover. He farms over 5,000 acres, and I know he doesn't pay over $10,000 an acre for it.
Well, when you buy in bulk, as you know, and he knows, the acreage per square foot comes down.
Yeah.
In price.
Right.
You buy 1 acre for $20,000, you buy 2 acres for, you know, maybe,
yeah,
37.
Right.
You know, that's how that works. I mean, I'm not telling you anything you don't know, but, you know, what I would suggest is, you know, I love the area, and I would love for you to net the number that you want. And
mm-hmm. I put over $100,000 in this house before I even moved in it.
Right. I mean, I think that we could probably get you close to that number.
Yeah.
Well,
I'm sure you could.
Right.
You know.
I mean, honestly, I think it, you know, with the time of that sale, and I'll be honest with you, things are sitting on the market longer now.
Right, sure. As I told your partner, you know, if I were in the, I wouldn't be in the market today.
Right.
But, you know, based on what I see in going on in Hanover and surrounding areas, you know, Mechanicsville, this would be a great value, you know, for somebody.
Right. Yeah, and I think it would be a very quick and easy sale for me.
Yeah, I'm sure it would.
So that's why I would, you know, if you want to walk away with you said 520,
mm-hmm.
you know, with you having your past relations on, you know, your realtors and whatnot, you know, being able to reduce the number on a percentage basis for just a flat fee, is really the only way that I would be able to help you and reduce, you know, it would put more money in your pocket, but at the same time, obviously still encourage all best options and get the most amount of money for your property.
And what is that number to you?
I mean, realistically, I think we should probably start around, you know, 569.9. To be honest, and honestly, if it went to 600, I wouldn't be surprised. you know, it wouldn't surprise me if someone came in and said, I'm buying this all cash, just because of the location and, you know.
Well, that's what I did.
Hanover, exactly. There you go. And I didn't know that, but Hanover is, you know, it's a small town and people, it's desirable. And, you know, let's put it this way. I truly believe that if we were to do something like this, we could probably have it sold within a week, if that. I mean, I think a few phone calls, and I think I would get the job done for you, to be honest.
Well, you know, I think you're exactly right about that. And that's why, you know, if you're confident of that, you know, you ought to be willing to. I personally, if I were the real estate person or the investor, you know, given the housing market being what it is today, you know, I think you're right. I think you'd be right around 600,000 someplace.
Yeah, the best thing
you
do.
So really the issue is how much is it worth to you to have an opportunity to make, you know, $60,000 to $80,000 in a few days.
So I'll tell you. Let's just, and I'm just being honest with you. I don't need the money. I'm just going to be upfront with you now, and that's why I would be what I propose to you is 2.5% buyer's fee on, you know, the buyer agent if they did come along and bring someone. But I would reduce my fee to 1.3%. One, being courteous and also diligently working with you. You know, you're in the Hanover community. It's, you know, I love the community. I got an office right on the Hanover Air Park. I'm sure you've seen the landing strip.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, and feel free to come by and check it out. It's a really nice site. Anyway. So I'm not really looking to, you know, I have plenty to eat lunch next week and, you know, the week after. So that's
not
the money.
Yeah, I'm in the same boat.
Exactly. So, I mean, a few phone calls here and there, the town talks, and I think we get it rowdied up and have a bidding war on it.
Yeah, I told your partner that, you know, only three people have owned this house.
Yeah.
And it was built by the clerk of the court in Hanover in 1925. My brother-in-law, the house actually was two houses. My niece lives in the house, you know, just up the lane here. And her mother was the deputy clerk of the Hanover Court.
Yeah.
And her husband was the postmaster.
Okay.
In Hanover. And those are the only three other people that have owned it other than myself. And the wife of the postmaster was my wife's sister, oldest sister.
Yeah.
So this is really, you know, it's really never been out of the family. And the only reason, I bought it because my nephew, the son of the owner, the postmaster, didn't have the financial wherewithal to do the renovations that were necessary, you know, to bring this house, you know, back to a current livable home. And, you know, it's a very special place.
Yeah, and that's the value of it, and you know,
and that's why you'd be able to sell it quickly.
Yeah, well, that and the connections that I do have in the area is,
Yes, right.
I mean, I have, I definitely have
Yeah,
connections.
well, you're apparently a long-term resident if
Yeah.
your mother, is buried up there at the cemetery,
Absolutely.
the Episcopal Church cemetery, so is the postmaster and the deputy clerk of the court. They're buried in that cemetery as well.
Yeah.
So
Yeah, well, I mean, there's
they're take well, you, if were you raised in Hanover?
I was, yeah.
Yeah. Well, the name Taylor, I'm sure, is familiar to you.
Yep, Taylor.
Yeah, that's who built this house.
Okay.
Yeah. And
That is.
that's who the postmaster and the deputy, that was their name, Taylor, Edward Taylor.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that rings a bell.
Yeah. So, anyways, you know the position that I'm in, and it sounds like you really have a lot of knowledge about real estate in Hanover. And I'm only doing an outsider's comparison between the homes that I see, at the plantation just down the road,
Yeah.
where everything is over 550,
Yeah.
and doing a apples to apple apples comparison.
That's why I suggest realistically about 569, and the total commissions out of pocket would be 3.8, because we'd be offering 2.5 on the buyer side if that were to come, and then I would take 1.3%, so a little less than half of your typical agent. And
Well, I don't know in today's inflated market, what the commissions are, but typically, they've been 6%, so.
yeah, so I'm reducing your cost over 2%, 2.8, or 2.2. So I'm or 3.2, I'm sorry. So the ball is really in your court. Do I need it? No. I mean, I would like to list it because it is a nice house, and I do know the area well. But it's really on you and what you want to do and what steps you want to take. But I have 100% confidence that we could really, sell this thing no problem. And also, I know you need the days to, deal with
Yeah,
your.
well, to you know it I moved up here from Virginia Beach, down at the ocean front, okay? And the reason I did is because I lived at the down at the ocean front for over 50 years. And I had people knocking on my door to buy the house down there, and so I didn't even pay a commission.
Yeah.
And I believe this, in terms of an apples to apples comparison, I mean, as a beach person, of course I love the beach. But, as a Hanover resident, I know that people like yourself love, Hanover and this side of Richmond, they generally.
Yeah.
And so I think it's a great market that you have. And you know, there's certainly a lot of people because of industry in Richmond that make the kind of money that could buy a home like this pretty easily. And there, as you know, people that own large parcels, you know, being in the farming community or whatever, there's a lot of money in Hanover.
Yeah, there definitely is. Old money and new money, that's for sure.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so anyways, I just think from a practical standpoint that if you had to rebuild this house,
well,
you know, you'd be way over $1 million.
Yeah. Well, that, yeah, I agree with you.
I mean, on a retail, basis.
Well,
I said, if you were a builder and you had to rebuild this house, it would be a very expensive home.
Absolutely.
I mean, the pool alone would cost you probably $50,000.
Yeah, that was my number. So that,
yeah,
50, 60 probably.
Yeah, I mean, I put 18,000 into the surrounding deck and the fence.
Yeah, you know what's upsetting about a pool though? It doesn't.
Yeah, a big hole in the ground that you dump money into.
Pretty much, and it doesn't really increase your value that much.
Well, that could be, but it's certainly nice to have.
Right.
I mean, I can tell you, having lived here and having come from the beach environment, that you know, I've loved having it. I sit out, you know, I'm retired, so I sit out by the pool when it's warm almost daily.
Yeah.
So it's very nice, and of course it's not very nice now because it has no water in it, and there's a bunch of leaves in it that I'll have to clean out before I paint it, but you know, I've already prepared it for painting, and I'll get you know, get it painted, and it'll be a beautiful pool.
So, yeah, I mean, you got a nice property. There's no question about it. And I guess my only question is, you know, would you be willing to work with someone like ourselves?
Yes, I would, you know, for that kind of fee, you know, which I think would be very fair.
Yeah. Well, I do appreciate that, Mr. Wood. What I tell you this, would it be more beneficial for me to come to you and maybe we draw something up and I take a look at the house as we do it? Or would
Yeah,
you
that would be, let me discuss it with my wife.
Okay. So it would be me and my broker.
Yeah, and I told him that I would have to have at least 90 days, you know, before it could be occupied.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we are probably going to be moving either back to the beach or further south.
That's fine. We can definitely, that's no problem at all.
Yeah, okay. Well, let me talk with her. Maybe he could give me a call, either he or you could give me a call sometime next week.
Okay.
I don't know whether he told you, but I have company coming in this afternoon.
Yeah, that's not.
And so I'm going to be tied up, you know, the whole weekend. I've got four guests coming in.
What's your Monday look like?
Well, two of the guests may stay until Monday, so
Okay.
Monday doesn't look good, but
Just say Tuesday.
and Tuesday I play golf. Tuesdays and Thursdays I play golf out at the Federal Club.
Okay. I said we can settle on Wednesday if you'd like.
Yeah, that would be good.
And I got your address, so what would what
Yeah, give me a call. Give me a call Wednesday morning, and
Yeah,
you
we'll just
know, so we can be prepared for you.
Yep.
And
Okay.
you can come in and take a look.
All right, that sounds like a plan, and I hope you enjoy the company, and
Yeah, well, thank you.
weekend.
Yep, thanks for the call.
All right, absolutely.
Bye bye.
Bye-bye, Mr. Roy.